This is Michael Moore. I am here to make a citizen's arrest of the board of directors of AIG.
In Capitalism, a Love Story, Michael Moore says unfettered greed plunged middle America into the deepest financial crisis since the Great Depression. In his usual theatrical style, Moore puts the blame on banks and other financial institutions.
Here's how it worked. First, tell these homeowners that they own a bank, and that bank is your home. And you can use your bank to get more money. Just refinance. Everyone's doing it. Of course, hidden in the dozens or hundreds of pages of fine print are tricky clauses that allow the bank to raise your interest rate to a number you didn't know about, perhaps so high that you won't be able to repay your loan. But that's okay. If you can't repay it, we'll just take your house.
Moore says housing is just one facet of America's economic crisis today.
Stock markets crash.
Bankruptcy.
Foreclosures.
A global meltdown.
And the government bails.
By spending just a few million dollars to buy Congress, Wall Street was given billions.
Moore alleges that government officials, along with corporate executives, created a doomsday scenario, saying the financial system would collapse without a hefty bank bailout.
The motion is adopted.
Congress agreed to give $750 billion of taxpayer money to imperiled financial giants. But Elizabeth Warren of the Congressional Oversight Panel says in the film the money is unaccounted for.
Where's our money?
I don't know.
In his trademark baseball hat and jeans, Moore knocks at the doors of giant corporations, demanding answers and the people's money.
I'm going to take it back to the U.S. Treasury, right in this car. It's safe. You can trust me.
Vitriol aside, Moore delivers a heartbreaking picture of middle-class Americans, hard-working people who cannot get jobs, put food on the table, or pay for their homes.
There isn't anything in here. I'm not going to be a gentleman's club hire dancer.
Moore questions the morality of capitalism, which he describes as an unregulated economic system where the few maximize their profits at the expense of the many. He repeated that point at a post-screening discussion moderated by journalist Arianna Huffington.
It's not a capitalism versus communism discussion I want to have. I just want to go back to our root values, what Thomas Jefferson and Ben Franklin and all those guys said about democracy.
The right to vote, says Moore, is the people's most effective weapon against abuse of power. His documentary does not offer economic alternatives, nor does he prove allegations about corporate corruption. But Moore's intent is not intellectual dialogue. He wants to spark a visceral reaction.
We want our money back!
This way, he hopes, Americans will get angry enough to do something about it.
There's got to be some kind of a rebellion between the people that have nothing and the people that's got it all.
Penelope Poulou, VOA News.